Boker Tov. So we're continuing with Pirek Bet of Kohelet. Shlomo HaMelech continues on his journey of trying to find the correct path and the correct balance between Simcha and seriousness in this world. So he says as follows. Amarti ani belibi, lechana anasecha v'simcha ur'eve tov. Let me go, anasecha z'm lashon nesech, let me go and drink wine merrily and see good. V'ine gam hu havin. But I found out that is worthless and meaningless as well. That's for naught. That's futile. Okay? Now, says in the next pasuk, Lishok amarti mehulal. So I said, you know what? It doesn't say mehulal. Not praiseworthy, rather mehulal. Milashon mahul, which is mixed. So he says, you know what? When I laugh, I find it to be, Rashi says, me'orevet bivchi v'anacha. A laughter that's mixed with crying and sadness. Ul simcha mazo osa. But then I find that simcha is also nothing. You know why? Because it ends up being sad anyway. So I try to mix some seriousness, some sadness into it, and it doesn't work anyway. So what did I do? So he says, Tarti v'libi limshoch bayayin et besari. He says, I started looking, I started inspecting, I started going deep into my heart to find, here, Rashi says, Limshoch v'le'aden b'mishte hayayin et besari kol seudat oni kruya al shem hayayin. Started indulging myself in all sorts of, indulging my flesh in all sorts of seudot with wine. V'libi noheg b'chokhma v'le'echoz b'sichlut. Which means that although my body is engaged in all sorts of foolishness, but my heart stays strong with the Torah and Chokhmah. Ad asher ereh eze tov livnei ha'adam asher ya'asu tachat ha'shamayim mispar yemei chayehem. Which means, Shlomo HaMelech says, this is representative of the clash between body, between materialistic body, and the heart, which is representative. Anytime he says heart over here, it represents the Chokhmah. So he says there's always a clash between them. And he says, you know what, let me see what's good. He says, I try to indulge my body, but at the same time, my heart, my chokhmah is not satiated by all of these things. Says Shlomo HaMelech, Higdalti ma'asai. I continued to, you know, pursue materialism. Baniti livatim, nata'ati likramim. Built houses, planted vineyards. Asiti li ganot ufardesim. Gardens, orchards, v'natati b'hem etz kol peri. I planted everything. Asiti li v'rechot ma'im. I made pools of water. Lashkot me'em yad tzomeach etzim. And from those pools, I irrigated all sorts of forests that had all sorts of trees inside. Kaniti avadim u'shfachot. Uvne bayit hayali. Gam mikne v'kar v'tzon harbe hayali. I had all sorts of servants, all sorts of livestock. Mikol shayu lefanai b'Yerushalayim. I had more than anybody else before me in Yerushalayim. So Shlomo HaMelech is describing his kinyanim. Kanasti li gam kesef v'zahav u'sgulat melachim v'amedinot. He says, all of the segula is what? It's a treasure. Ve'itim li am segula, treasured nation. So he says, I collected money and gold and silver and all sorts of treasures. All the melachim, they came to Shlomo HaMelech, they gave him presence and whatever. So it's not like he didn't have to conquer and whatever. All the kings and all the queens, Malkat Sheva came to marry him, but Par'o sent his daughter to marry. Everybody wanted to be close to him. It's not like he was lacking anything. This came naturally to Shlomo HaMelech. Asiti li sharim v'sharot. That is all sorts of musical instruments. V'ta'anugot b'nei ha'adam shida v'shidot. That's all sorts of carriages and all sorts of nice, it's the equivalent of a nice car. Uh-huh. Like luxury vehicles, just without a motor. But anyway, b'kitzur, he had everything. V'gadalti, v'hosafti, mikol shehaya lefanai b'Yerushalayim. Again, Shlomo HaMelech points out, everything I did, I went above and beyond anybody who was ever before me in Yerushalayim. Af chochmati amdali. Now, this is the Gemara explains, Af chochmati amdali. I have to tell you, Ma'amar Chazal, very important. He says, after everything else perished, the only thing that stayed with me was chochmah, was the chochmat Torah. Now, the Chachamim explain over here אף חוכמתי עמדה לי, that Torah שלמדתי באף, Torah that was, when a person learns Torah, we know the famous Rambam, which is based on the Baraita, at the end of Pirkei Avot. כך היא דרכה של תורה, right? פת בא מלך תוכה, ולמיים המסורה שתשתה. And the Rambam brings it in הלכות תלמוד תורה, that a person can never really acquire Torah מתוך עידון, which is through all sorts of luxuries, whatever, a person who is, you know, a person who everything has to be perfect, you know, you can't, obviously, even if it's tzanua, you cannot be kone masachtot, you can't be kone chokma, sitting at the beach and sipping pina coladas. It doesn't work like that. A person has to a certain extent, again, there are different levels, okay? Different chachamim went to different extremes. But a person has to break himself to a certain extent, a person has to make certain sacrifices in order to be kone Torah. Shlomo HaMelech says, Af chokhmati amdali, say the chachamim, it's a midrash, in several places, Af chokhmati amdali, Torah shelamadti be'af hi she'amdali. After everything is said and done, the person looks back. What's the Torah that he remembers the most? Torah shelamadti be'af, the Torah that I learned at the hardest times. When a person's the most benisayon, Af, zman shel charon, a time of test, a time of suffering, a person who learns Torah during those times, that's the Torah that's going to stick with him forever. Badukum Musa. You ask anybody, what Torah do you remember the most? The biggest trials and tribulations that a person has. If a person perseveres during those times and learns Torah, Shlomo HaMelech is Ma'id, that's what stuck with me the most. Toh, the physic. Od Echad. Yod. וכל אשר שאלו עיניי לא אצלתי מהם. Anything that my eyes desired, right? By the way, another this is another remez to what the chachamim say, העין רואה והלב חומד, which means all desires start from the eyes. ולא תתורו אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם. There is a joint effort between eyes and heart. And he says, anything that my eyes rested on, I didn't separate from them, which means I got it. Lo manati et libi mikol simcha. I did not prevent my heart from any kind of rejoicing. Ki libi sameach mikol amali, veze haya chelki mikol amali. After I did all of these things, the only thing that was, you know, the only thing that really made me happy, veze haya chelki mikol amali, all my toil to gain all sorts of materialism, what was the only thing that stayed with me? Simchat libi, simchat alev. What is Kohelet refer to? What's lev? Lev is the chokhmah. It says the only thing that really made me happy after everything was said and done was, yeah, וזה היה חלקי מכל עמלי. The only thing that really stayed with me from everything was the עמל הלב, the chokhmat הלב. Yeah, טוב. Says שלמה, יוד אלף, ופניתי אני לכל מעשי שעשו ידיי. Then I took a step back to look at all of the pursuits that I had done. ובעמל שעמלתי לעשות, and all of the toils that I had put forth effort for. והנה הכל הבל ואות רוח. We see this phrase again. Everything is nothingness and just, you know, wasted wind. ואין יתרון תחת השמש, with no benefit under the sun. After Shlomo HaMelech amassed all the wealth and everything that he did, he says, I have no sipuk from it. And then he says, ופניתי אני לראות חוכמה, then I turned to see חוכמה. And he says, והוללות וסיכלות. And הוללות is, how do they, it's also kind of,
vexation?
Vexation is kind of like frivolity, just like, letting loose. וסיכלות and foolishness. כי מה האדם שיבוא אחרי המלך את אשר כבר עשהו. He says, by the time, so Rashi explains, והוללות וסיכלות refers to עונש עבירות, refers to all the punishments for things that a person does. And he says, and Rashi says a very powerful thing over here, כי מה האדם שיבוא אחרי המלך, that's a reference over here to הקדוש ברוך הוא, after a king, says Rashi, להתחנן לו על גזרה שגזר עליו, וכבר עשהו למעשה הגזרה לגוזרה, טוב לו להתבונן תחילה במעשיו, ולא יצטרך לבקש. Once a person's already found guilty, and the decree is already meted out, and he's handed down a punishment, it's much harder to overturn that punishment, that decree, after it's already handed down. It's better, take a step back and think about it before. Shlomo HaMelech, after he settled down from all of these materialistic pursuits, he starts thinking to himself, b'divrei chokhmah. The greatest dvar chokhmah that he can say is, sof ma'aseh b'machshavat techila. Don't have to come and beg a Kadosh Baruch Hu afterwards for forgiveness and to overturn the decree. Again, there is such a thing, b'vadai, there's mitzvah teshuvah. But he says it's better, avoid it to begin with, it's much easier. And he says, yud gima, v'ra'iti ani, well, really, v'ra'iti ani, because the Zakif Katon is over there, sheyesh yitron l'chokhmah min asichlut. Which is, there's a bigger benefit to chokhmah than frivolity, or vexation as he calls it. Just like there's more benefit of light over darkness, the difference between them is so big. So he says, Yudalit, very famous pasuk. Hechacham, einav birosho, ve'akesil b'choshech olech. The chacham, his eyes are in his head. Yeah, we're going to explain what that means. You know, what does that mean? What's the head? Everybody's eyes are in their head. What does that mean? The Chacham's eyes are in his head. Rosh over here means Tchilat Ma'asav. The Rosh is the beginning. The Chacham looks, he looks ahead. Ezeu Chacham haro'eh et hanolad. Ve'akesil b'choshech olech. He walks in the darkness. Ve'yada'ati gam ani shemikre echad yikre et kulam. And at the end of the day, the same judgment is going to pass over everybody. Yeah, they're going to stand before the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lifnemi ata atid liten din v'cheshbon v'lifnemi nechmanchayim alchayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chacham, over here is a reference to the Tzaddik, stands a fighting chance. The Rasha does not. Rabotai, quick trivia. Where do we see two parts of these psukim? V'akesil b'choshech olech. Where does the Gemara refer to them? Who does the Gemara refer to as v'akesil b'choshech olech?
Iver ba'afela is the Lashon of the Tzaddik.
Well, that's a different story. The Gemara says, in Eruvin, Devzayin Amud Bet, the Gemara says, by Machloket Bet Shammai Bet Hillel, before the Bat Kol came out and said, Alachai Eske Bet Hillel, before that point, anybody can choose to go like either Bet Shammai or Bet Hillel, whatever you like. But, the Gemara says, I Bet Shammai Kekul Lehon Uchechum Lehon. I Bet Hillel Kekul Lehon Uchechum Lehon, which means, you gotta be consistent. Kulot and Chumrot. You can't pick and choose. The Gemara says, The Gemara says, what happens if you look for the kulot? If you look for the kulot of both, zema. The Gemara says, zrasha. Kule demor. You look for the kulot of Bet Shammai Bet Hillel. Zrasha. You're looking for heterim shopping. He says, chumre demor vechumre demor. If you look for the chumrot of Bet Shammai Bet Hillel, the Gemara says, vehakesil b'choshech olech. This is stam tipesh. Yeah, looking for chumrot. Ela, you got to be consistent. And the Gemara says, oh, that's all before the bat kol. After the bat kol, you can't choose to go like Bet Shammai. No, halacha ke Bet Hillel. Says the Ari HaKadosh b'sha'ar HaKavanot, in sha'ar Ruach HaKodesh, la'olam haba, halacha ke da'at Bet Shammai.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
What does that mean? Olam haba, which part of olam haba? Okay. I mean, always say, I don't know what it means. Okay, sorry.
Aria Kadosh Kotev.
I'm not doubting Aria Kadosh. Just saying, what does it mean? The Maise.
I don't know. We're not. When we get there, we'll understand. Now, where do we say in Shulchan Aruch this part of the pasuk? Hechacham einav berosho.
With Avelut.
No. Hechacham einav berosho. He brings this pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. Siman resh tzadi aleph. Hilchot Sa'uda Shlishit. Seudah Shlishit. Katuv Shama, he says, if a person get the different levels of Seudah Shlishit, which
yeah,
is what?
Yeah, yeah.
Bread, mezonot,
fruit,
meat, and yanim. But he says, Maran, alo, chacham einav berosho, al tiyeh tipesh, tiyeh chacham. When it comes to Seudah Shnia, shelo yimaleh et kreso, eat Seudah Shnia, but leave a little room, so that when you get to Seudah Shlishi, you can be mekayem the mitzvah, ki ilchata. Tov. Na'atzor kan, we'll continue tomorrow with Pasuk Tetvav, Yom Tov Umvorah.